Irv Weinberg is an award-winning creative director with experience creating campaigns for big brands on Madison Avenue over many, many years. After a long, successful career working on these big brands and major campaigns, most of which you've heard of, he's working on an upcoming model called the Suicide Cell. Let's welcome Irv Weinberg. Irv, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Nice to be here with you today.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're coming at the world of advertising and marketing with a lot of experience. You came up through what we might call the back end of the golden age of television and radio. As you look around you, you must be very fascinated about this evolution, the evolution of marketing and the way companies get their messages out online and so forth. Just talk to me about, at the highest level, what this thing looks like to you.
Well, I think what we're seeing is the freeing of people to get their message out. I think that is the greatest thing that the new social media and online presence of people is about, because you are no longer locked out by the big brands. You can actually, as a small company, or even an individual, begin to get your message out, control your message, get your feeds going, and get it to the people that are your prime target. So that has been a situation I don't think that has ever existed in the world of marketing before.
How do you resolve the problem that corporations have around branding? How does big branding fold into the new mechanisms of marketing?
Well, you know, again, I think branding is supremely important, even more so today, because there are so many proliferation of products that are similar, services that are similar, online search engines that are all seem very similar. So I think people are really desperate now to stake their own claim and get their own message out. And I've seen a lot of really interesting things happen. For instance, companies are now going into the sort of the crowdsource mentality, and they're actually shopping outside the traditional places like agencies, consultants, to find people that will do or participate in creating marketing messages for them. Like Doritos, for instance, does amateur commercials, and they play them on the Super Bowl. So what they have really done is involve people very strongly in the process. Like, take, for instance, the movie Fast and Furious 9, I think. It's breaking records all the time. And you might say to yourself, well, why would someone want to go see the same set of circumstances in a movie over and over again? But what I see happening is people get involved with the brand, and they want to participate in the conversation about it, and they have the mechanism now to participate. So it's really a unique and unusual, and if you mind it correctly, a rich vein for companies and people to make use of.
Now, in terms of content generation, of course, that's our focus at Small Biz America. Are there certain kinds of, or is there an approach to generating content that you tend to recommend for your clients? I mean, what do you think their audiences want? What kinds of content seems to work best?
Well, I think what you're seeing more and more of is people want to know something. People don't just want the superficial thing. So I think there's a lot of good hints. For instance, I'm a beginning novelist. There are other writers whose blogs I read, because people are sharing, you know, a lot of helpful things today. They're telling you how to do something better, or the information that's available to people today is amazing. So your content has to deliver something that people really want to learn about. And, you know, once you follow the track and you begin to engage them on things, like, for instance, if you're a gardening product, there is all kinds of blogs and people out there that are giving all kinds of great information, and then they're slipping the message in. You know, it's just what is available today to the person is remarkable in terms of information, resources. What you want to know is knowable. Like somebody said to me recently, well, how do you do all the research on your book? And it's like, easy. I said to him, well, my issue is that I only need to know a little bit more than my reader, so I don't have to become a world-renowned expert on the subject, but the information I need and the things I want to share are like readily available. You just have to take the time to sit down and devote some time to getting it out. And believe me, there's an audience for anything and everything out there.
One of my colleagues recently said that content marketing is not at all new. If you look at older advertisements in print, it wasn't just about them. It was information tangential to the product and value proposition.
And then I go back to the first rule that somebody famous in advertising ever told me, which was nobody ever has to read your ad or look at your commercial. You have to make them want to. Now, how do you do that? You either entertain them, you inform them, and you educate them. And that's how, you know, that's how information gets out there. I mean, if you think about the world we live in, you know, probably 90% of the products in the world today didn't exist 20 years ago. So people, you know, and even slow adapters finally adapt. You know, you see grandmas on Facebook today. You see people using the tools that they would have never thought or could have even imagined. So, you know, it's a world where there's a lot of information and there's a lot of people out there that want that information. The question is, can you craft your story to give them both education, information, and entertainment? So I think that's three things, not both.
Yeah. Thanks, Irv. Irv Weinberg, he's the author of an upcoming novel called The Suicide Cell. Look for that. Amazon and everywhere else you can find it. And thanks for joining us.